Hello everyone, my name is Rochelle Innocent and I'm the founder and CEO of Project Purpose. Welcome to our channel. Our community is focused on fostering the intellectual and character development in children. We do this through our parent-child workshops that are focused on four themes: autonomy, self-efficacy, compassion, and self-concept, in order to cultivate grit, perseverance, and resilience in each child. And we are so thrilled to be offering one of the first of its kind digital, virtual, and continuous learning environments, enabling parents and children to connect from all around the world. At Project Purpose, our overarching mandate is to renew and rebuild family, community, and relationships. Our different social media platforms provide us with an opportunity to have discussions and to create space for all topics that relate to family, community, and relationships with ourselves as well as with others, with a primary focus on mental health and education. More precisely, the ways that the institutions of mental health and education play a role and have played a role in our societies at large. These discussions and debates provide us with an opportunity to think critically about what needs to change within these structures for us to live up to our bold slogan, support, protect, and empower each child through youth-focused development, better known as leadership in juvenescence. We recognize that in valuing our children's leadership potential, this also translates as recreating and co-creating environments, both socially and politically, that will enable our children to thrive. For those of you who are particularly keen on the topic, we also write thought pieces every other Sunday, and we have a thought piece scheduled to drop Sunday, so definitely be sure to meander over to the website and check out our online content. Now, if it is the case that you are looking for a listening alternative, well, we're available wherever podcasts are playing, and we have provided you with access to a few links down below. Now, as is the convention, be sure to subscribe, hit that post notification bell so that you are aware of every time we post, and of course, if you like these conversations and you want to keep them going, like, comment, and share this segment. Let's get into it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another segment here on Project Purpose. For those of you who are new, we cover topics that relate to mental health, mental wellness, and education on a week-by-week basis. And our topic of discussion today is education. And on the topic of education today, I want to talk about the benefit to you in valuing difference. And now, this is an important conversation that starts at home, and not a lot of us have it, but it's the precursor to conversations around multiculturalism and diversity and how you extract the value out of both. But it first comes with valuing and not feeling intimidated or feeling put off by difference. And luckily for me, I grew up in an environment where either I was the difference or the people around me made up the difference. There wasn't a whole lot of homogeneity in the settings that I grew up in. Despite growing up in a small town, there was enough multiculturalism, but it was diverse enough. There was a sprinkle of people from different parts of the world that I was able to grow up around, have an opportunity to spend time with them in their homes, in their households, and just learn at a very young age that there is no commonality of experiences, even in the same country, right? Like, there's so many differences that you can pinpoint, that you can pick up on, that benefit you if you recognize the value in those differences. And even in the community, as part of growing up, they were very multicultural. I was always around people who spoke multiple languages, who came from different parts of the world, with different cultures and traditions, and that became my norm. So much so to the point where I sought out difference. And so before the world was talking about valuing diversity and conversations around equity, I found myself really gravitating towards people who were different from me because I recognized that there's just so much to learn in having a simple conversation with them. There was just so much that I saw about my own beliefs that it caused me to question my beliefs. It caused me to ask questions rather than raise judgments about their beliefs and try to find the common ground. And so I want to talk a little bit about how we value difference later in life. If you in your life really didn't have a whole lot of exposure to people who didn't look like you, who didn't sound like you, who didn't talk like you. In an increasingly global world, it needs to be more than just what you tolerate. It needs to be what you want to start to attract into the world around you. You want to start to develop a curiosity around the differences that exist, because a lot of the ways that you're going to be able to grow and show up in this world is dictated on your capacity to adapt to different places, people, and situations. And so I have grown up in a small, tiny little town. I ended up moving to Toronto as my first big move when I went to university, and I thought that was like a huge culture shock. Like, that actually gave me a whole lot of social anxiety coming from such a small town. And you wouldn't think it, but I had quite a bit of social anxiety that I worked through in order even to speak publicly. I was at a point growing up where I was so painfully shy that I would run away from the stage. I had professors, even in university, who felt so much sympathy for me that I would be able to present alone to my professor, because I just had so much anxiety that just did not allow, like, I just could not do public speaking. It was one of my biggest fears. And I'm happy that I overcame it. I'm happy that I was put in situations and placed different mentors and people that just saw that it was a hurdle I needed to get through and didn't let me feel like it was this box that I had to fit myself into. So for a lot of you, if public speaking, if social anxiety is something that you deal with, having come from a tiny little town and moving to Toronto and being immersed in difference, it was a wonderful, but it was a very overwhelming experience, because I just recognized to what extent my own personal belief system was just so fragile. And so I think that is actually, despite it being a very jarring experience for me, it was an experience that it was the foundation to so much growth, like recognizing and constantly reminding myself like the fragility of my system of beliefs. And I think that regardless of where you came from, where you come from, if you don't challenge your beliefs, if you're not put in situations where you are caused to question your beliefs, you think that your beliefs are well grounded. And unfortunately, that creates bias, unconscious bias, that makes you adverse to difference, anything different from what you have built your belief system on. And unfortunately, in an increasingly global world, in a lot of the workplaces and spaces that I've been able to evolve into, first I was working in different industries just in Canada, and then I expanded broadly. I've worked in France, I've worked in the UK for a little bit, I'm working now in Portugal. And one thing that you need to recognize that there's a fundamental fragility in your system of beliefs that you will have the opportunity to grow through if you give yourself the opportunity to see it by encountering and having conversations and having opportunities to connect with people who are raised in completely different settings from you and who have a different set of fundamental beliefs that are fragile just as yours. But I think if you both recognize that fragility in your belief system, it gives you an opportunity to build a bridge. And those bridges are just beautiful baselines of which to derive value out of difference. And this is with the hurrah that comes with a lot of conversations around diversity that are fairly superficial. I think valuing difference stems from recognizing how much you personally grow through conversations when you're building bridges between two opposite viewpoints, like recognizing there's always value in positions that are not necessarily congruent, but you have to dig for those, for the value that you find in some of those incongruencies. And so, like, I think that there's oftentimes a sense that our belief system around, you know, cultural norms, whether it's integrity, whether it's loyalty, whether it's sacrifice, just certain maxims of common truth that we just seem to think or assume that they're conventions that everyone holds. When you meet people from different cultures and different backgrounds who have different experiences from you, you see how those can be challenged. And I think when you see how those can be challenged, you can rise above the mold and create your own exceptions to the rules or your own set of rules around those maxims, around those beliefs, and start operating from a place of recognizing the fragility of your own beliefs and questioning the inherent truth that we often pose in our belief system. And this is subconscious. The things that we believe to be true without doubting their truth validity. This is just part of the construction of our cognition, right? Like, we see things, we assume things about what we see, and we assume that the things that we're assuming about the things that we see are true. And unfortunately, that isn't always the case. And a lot of the times it creates this very black and white thinking around things that are actually very gray. And when you start to look for difference and seek to evaluate and to extract the value in difference, you start to recognize and feel less threatened and intimidated and insecure about the fragility of your system of beliefs. And that's a great place to grow from. And so when I talk about building this bridge between two differing beliefs. It's called constructing a belief system. And I think that it's just so important to recognize that you have the opportunity to build your scope of reference. And your scope of reference is going to be something that you can either adopt. And typically in societies, we have societies that are built on secular foundations of beliefs, and they're built on religious foundations of beliefs. And I've lived in countries that either are secular or are religious or a blend of both, but they have the same fundamental operating models, right? And so when you come from someone who is like anti-religion, like purely secular, it actually follows some of the same framing of religion, in that there are rules of engagement, right? There are conversations that are comfortable to have and conversations that are taboo. There are expectations and assumptions. Like, each person has a role, each person fits in a box, and each person needs to play in adherence to the role and to the box that you've associated them to. And there's an intolerance for difference. So there's an intolerance for people who show up but who are not in alignment with what the model dictates, right? So that's whether it's a secular model operating within itself or viewing the religious model with a lot of intolerance, or that's the religious model viewing the secular model with a lot of intolerance, right? There's the same rules of engagement, there's the same expectations and assumptions, and then there's these same like averse responses to difference, right? It's like this intolerance to those who show up differently from what is expected within those working models. And unfortunately, those limitations create limitations in your capacity to grow, because they're limited beliefs. And if you have limited beliefs, you can't expand, grow beyond your belief systems. What you want to do is recognize the limits of the beliefs that you have either adopted or somewhat to some extent created and on your own. And you want to see like, what parts of these beliefs can I break? Like, going out of your way to break and to create, to build bridges between your beliefs and someone else's beliefs, even if those beliefs might face you different, there's always a bridge that you can build. And I find that like, I am drawn and I'm a magnet to difference because I've always been able to build a bridge. And it's not always easy. It's not always like something that happens intuitively. Sometimes it takes a lot of growth, right? It takes a lot of questioning, a lot of confusion. Sometimes it can be a really stressful experience when you are faced with people who see things fundamentally differently than you do. But if you can grow through that, if you can like look at yourself and look at why this experience of difference is so debilitating to you and pull at the belief that's making it hard for you to reconcile, when you get past that point, you find that there's commonalities there. There's something that both of you, that you and the person who's the opposing belief, can stand on that allows you to be rooted in something really very deep, right? Something very, I think, meaningful, right? And it doesn't always have to be life-changing, but I think that when you do that work to build bridges between difference, the conversations you have are more meaningful, the relationships you build are more meaningful, and the conversations you have with yourself tend to be more meaningful too. They have a little bit more substance because not a lot is assumed when you're extracting difference in the conversations and the people and the places and the settings that you find yourself in. And also, it gives you an opportunity to build a world concept that is progressive, right? You're constantly growing, you're constantly adapting, you're constantly moderating. And having lived in different cultures, in different countries, with different languages, it's just so much progression that it comes with just embracing the fact that there's just so much of what feeds into someone's view of the world that can make their view of the world so different than yours, but make the conversations you have between the two of you so beautiful, right? And sometimes people don't even know how moved I am by the conversations I'm having with them, because I'm recognizing just to what extent my language influences my beliefs and my worldview, to what extent, you know, the TV shows or the conversations I've grown up around influence my perspective and my view. And I think that it's just so mind-blowing when you grow up find yourself in a different country, in a different context, raised by a completely different set of history, like a completely different history, a completely different language, and finding commonality there is just mind-blowing, right? And so I've lived now in France, and I think duality, because I've always grown up with a certain French identity, but it's always been blended with the fact that I grew up first speaking in a French household, but then, you know, obviously my surroundings were English speaking, so I, you know, English became my dominant language. But sometimes if I would have like a moment where I trip up on my words, or if I had a moment where, you know, know, I wasn't quite articulating myself the way that I wanted to, I would say, well, you know, I'm an ESL, English as a second language, and people would just like try to call BS, but it's not BS because I didn't learn English, not even second, third. I grew up in a household that spoke mostly French and Creole, and of course I spoke English as well because I was born in an English setting, but sometimes I would use that card and be like, well, you know, English is my second language, and people would never really let me use that card because, you know, I guess they don't hear that English is not my first language, so they don't allow me to play that card as much as I would care to. But I find that, like, growing up in, like, now that, like, in professional settings, I work in a French setting because I wanted to at least find a way to feel more aligned to that part of my heritage. And I see to what extent, like, as much as I speak French, I don't think in the way that my French-speaking peers and colleagues think. I don't have the same assumptions. I don't follow the same rules. I don't understand the same idioms. Like, they're all very different, despite the fact that we speak the same language. It's informed from very different settings. So I think that when you value those differences, you see how you're different. And when you see how you're different, you don't think that everyone around you who doesn't see the world the way that you do is an exception to the rule. And you recognize that each of us carry our own toolkit of differences that can really stand to influence each other and one another. If we show up authentically with those differences, not feeling ashamed or not feeling like we're going to be judged by all of the ways that our lived experience makes us unique. So that was the conversation I want to have. I want to have this like baseline conversation around valuing difference before extending the conversation into how diversity and valuing and recognizing what you can personally extract from seeking diversity in your experiences, whether that's your career, whether that's your life experiences, whether that's the countries you live in. I mean, there's so many different ways that you can personally infuse diversity in your reality, but I want to first start the talk on the benefits of difference, like the benefits of seeking out difference and of recognizing to what extent our views can be limited by homogeneity just in our day-to-day. So that was the topic for today. That was it, but definitely not all. Hopefully food for thought for you. Now, before letting it go, I would be remiss if I didn't let you know that we will be going live at least twice a month, every month for the foreseeable future on our Facebook page. So definitely be sure to tune in. Now, these events are paid events. So if you do see yourself participating in our community on an ongoing basis, then I do suggest that you take a look at one of our package plans. Yes, so we do offer package plans over and above our live events, as well as access to webinars and workshops largely focused on self-mastery over and above these events. So check it out. Be part of our Game Changer community, being part of the change that you want to see, allowing us a small role to play in your journey. We are on the road to 1K, so we do invite you to follow us across all of our social media platforms, and we look forward to chatting with all of you very soon. We'll talk to you later.
I just feel like the world's into me. Some days I'm so paranoid. I'm stronger now, I found my voice. Oh, my is a circus, but I know it gon' be worth it. So I know he's my heart beating. Feet off the ground and say, come down to earth. Finding my way, what I'm hoping that I find my worth. Cause God only knows how hard I've worked. The more I live, I learn. The more I give, I learn. The more I give, I learn. The more I live, I learn. The more I give, I learn. The more I give, I learn. The more I live, I learn. Ooh, my life is a circus, but I know it gon' be worth it. It's all I know. Keeps my heart beating, feet off the ground. I'm sick of coming down to earth, finding my way while I'm hoping that I find my way. Cause God only knows how hard I've worked. The more I live, I learn. 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 The more I live, I learn.
forevermore.